Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And congratulations on last night's win, coach. A 2-0 WCHA victory in game one of the regular conference season. What are some of your takeaways from last night's game?
Well, thanks, Kelly. I thought it was, certainly a nice way to start the conference season against a very good Duluth team that we all know has a new coach and they're certainly looking to get off to a good start. Obviously Britt was solid in goal for us. We scored two big goals in the first period and that turned out to be the difference. But I thought, overall, obviously there's areas of our game that we got to keep getting better at. But that's to be expected this time of the year.
One thing I noticed about your team that I haven't seen, saw a little bit of it last year, but against a team like Duluth, offensive zone minutes had been few and far between. Last night, your team really controlled a lot of the offensive space.
We did. Yeah, I thought we did a good job with our puck possession. That's something that we really, really stressed. And it's a credit to our girls. I mean, it's a confidence thing, but it's also supporting each other and reading where you need to go. It's not easy. We get into WCHA play, teams are going to close quicker and try to eliminate you quicker, which makes it tougher to do that. But I thought overall we did a pretty good job of that last night and at times really changed the momentum. It was a game that had some back and forth flow to it, but I thought there was times where we really changed momentum and really tilted the ice because of our puck possession.
Riley Fawcett scored her first career goal last night, and it all started on a defensive play where she blocked the puck. What a great play by her just to get the game rolling in your favor.
Oh, no question. Scoring your first goal is something you'll always remember, but I thought how fitting that exactly that. It starts in the defensive zone. She blocks a shot and then wins a foot race and then finishes against a very good goalie. So you're always going to remember that one, but I think that's a little extra special for Riley. That was fun to see.
I know I talked to her last night and she said it was extra special because it was against her hometown team. It's a player's dream to play at this level. I know for her, it just was a confidence booster. As a coach, did you notice how much her confidence was boosted after that goal? She just looked like a different player out there.
Well, it was kind of cool on the bench because the whole bench just erupted. I mean, she's obviously very well liked. I think everybody realized it was her first goal and it was cool to see. But she's been playing well. She's been playing well since we started camp. And I mentioned at the beginning of the season, I think she's one player that I think you could really see break out in terms of offense. So for her to get that first one last night in this game was huge. And hopefully it'll just be a springboard for what she could do for us this year.
The other thing I noticed your team doing well is passing. How much do you practice that in an average practice?
Oh, a lot. It's all about getting touches on the puck and moving your feet and trying to push the pace. And we spent a lot of time. There were times last night where I thought we were a little bit off. We didn't handle the puck real well. We didn't manage it real well in certain situations. But that's something that'll come. That's something you just keep working on. It's a process. But I certainly like where we're at right now, and we're just going to continue to get better.
I know a lot of times people say that the WCHA is bigger, faster, stronger, and those top four teams in the past have always been that. Last night, Bemidji State looked like one of those bigger, faster, stronger teams. Would you agree?
Well, I don't know. Certainly Gary and Mike deserve a tremendous amount of credit for our team's strength conditioning right now. But every team in the league does the same thing. Everybody's stresses how important that is, and we certainly want to be at on par with everybody else in the league, and then it comes down to work ethic and playing the game hard. And when you have that strength conditioning, that just is going to help you.
Last night, Brittany Mowat records her second shutout, back-to-back shutouts for this season, her 12th of her career. I know she came into the season with a little bit of an injury, but she certainly doesn't show it right now.
No, not at all. Britt's been Britt. I guess that's the best way to put it. She just gives us so much confidence. She's playing with a lot of confidence. If she sees it, she's going to stop it. Our team, obviously works extremely hard in front of her, and everybody's going to battle. Everybody's going to do whatever they can to help her. But she's been there when we've needed her, and obviously she'll be a big part of today's game too.
What's going to be a key to getting a win and a sweep here this weekend?
Well, I think it's really, really important that we got to have a good start. We talked going into last night's game that this is Duluth's third road trip in a row. They're sleeping in a hotel again. We've had the advantage of sleeping in our own beds. It's a quick turnaround. It's from a 7 o'clock game to a 2 o'clock game. We need to have a good start. We don't want to start slow. We don't want to let them get any kind of momentum. So we need to have a good start. And I think it's really imperative that we manage the puck well, particularly in our zone. And then we need to be good in the offensive zone. If we're on the perimeter all night, Kelly, we're going to make the goalie look even better than she is. So we need to get to the net. We need to create chaos to see if we can't get some greasy ones.
I noticed in your lines only one change. Natalie Stanwood's in for Sylvia Merrilt. I know you're trying to see which of the freshmen are going to step up to the plate. Are you happy with what you've seen so far?
Tremendously happy. I think all of them have done extremely well. Natalie got in last week against Vermont, and I thought she deserved another chance. I listed her as a four, but you'll see her back on the blue line, and we'll just rotate somebody else in with Emily and Emma.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.